We're at the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, bringing you yet another update from a local FFA chapter. This time we'll be visiting with the Litchfield FFA and talking with Jaden Martin. Jaden, how are things going here at convention in Indianapolis?
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, we got here yesterday afternoon-ish, and we've been here ever since.
And you rode out with a pretty big group of other FFA members.
Yeah, we came with the section. We took about 2 Cavallo bus loads. And it's pretty packed.
So plans while you're in Indy today, where I'm sitting, we're near the Career Expo. Have you walked through that yet? And what else have you guys been up to?
Yes, I have walked through that many a times. And I've been through the shopping mall. And then after this, we are heading to session 2. And then going out to eat and going to Indy Scream Park tonight.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and you guys have been really busy talking about things back home. You have a fundraiser going on until next week, I guess, for the chapter?
Yes, until next Tuesday, we are selling Christmas wreaths, so if you'd like to buy one, they are $26.
And for ordering those, just contact someone in the FFA?
Correct.
All right. Contests. Litchfield did pretty well in a soils contest recently.
Yes, we got 2nd in the county.
Were you able to play a part in that, or how many members were competing in the soils contest?
There were about 5 members or so, but I did not get to compete because I had golf regionals.
All right, well, sports and FFA sometimes are on the same schedule, so we know you're busy, and that's perfectly okay. Jaden, you have a record book. We've talked about this before. You have a lawn care business. How are things going with that this year?
I mean, it's going pretty well. Since I've got my license, I've been able to keep up with myself and maintain my own business.
And how's business? Approximately how many yards do you have to mow?
Roughly every weekend, I have about 15, so it keeps me pretty busy.
So things are probably winding down as the temperatures are dropping and grass is starting not to grow as much. When do you typically start back up in the spring?
Typically around April, maybe early late March.
One other thing to ask you about here at convention, I heard that you guys attended the concert last night. Big crowd. How did things go for the concert?
I mean, it wasn't a bad concert, but I'm not a huge fan of Rascal Flatts, but maybe a few songs are my favorite. But other than that, it was a pretty big crowd.
Sounds good. Jaden, I know you guys have been really busy, and I know you have several things to do before you head home this week. We do have a few people that you'd like to say thank you to. This is a program that WSMI has been working with FFA chapters on for several years now. You had the opportunity to sell some ads for the radio station, and a few of those businesses you'd like to mention.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to Davis 24-Hour Towing of Carlinville, the Vinyl Guy of Raymond, Justison's Farms, Great Lakes Hybrids Dealer of Butler, Patricia Fuchs, AgriMax Wheat Dealer of Butler, Midwest Eco Tuning of Sandy Brocklesby of Taylorville, CNT Trucking Collision and Restoration of Wagner, Bruce Seed Sales of Carlinville, Neiman Grain Farms of Litchfield, First National Bank of Litchfield, Pure Air Heating, Cooling and Air Duct Cleaning of Atwater, Brown's Insurance Agency, Hillsboro and Harville, Ambit Energy, Jeff and Brandy Martin of Litchfield, Martin Lawn Care of Litchfield, Lawnwell Snappy Lube, also of Litchfield, and East First Farms Repair Shop of Zanesville.
All right, thank you so much, Jaden Martin of Litchfield, the Litchfield FFA chapter. You've been listening to another update from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.